The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Kedushin Laman Amad Bey says, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lehem LeYisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Bonai, my children, my sons, Barosi Yetzer Harao, Barosi LeTayra Tavlin, V'matam Oiskim B'Tayra, Einatam Nemsarim B'Yodai, Shenemar Aloyim Tetiv Seis, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, I created the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, and I created Tayra Tavlin. If you learn Tayra, then you'll be protected. Since this is the first of two times in Shas that this is mentioned, it's appropriate that we ponder a little bit and scrutinize what this Inyan of Torah Tavlin actually is, and understand better what it's all about. First of all, we have to ponder, is Torah Tavlin a physical thing? It's a way of occupying the brain and distracting it, so that it should not be involved in whatever the Yetzer Hara is trying to get it involved in? Or is the Torah Tavlin more of a Dover Skuli, more of a special school as a Torah than in the schus of the Torah, like a din of Hagona that the Torah is making on him, that if he learns Torah, that schus will protect him from the Yetzer Hara? Is it a physical thing, that his mind is just preoccupied? Or is it a school, or is it a schus of the Torah? It's obviously a very big chiddush to say that Torah is lav davka, especially since it says a lotion of tavlin, as if it's some type of special spice. Are we to say that even if somebody was completely engrossed in philosophy, or very involved in science, that would be a similar, synonymous distraction of the Yetzer Hara and a protection? It sounds like it's only the Torah itself and nothing else. That would lead us l'chayra to say that it's more of a darva sguli, that the schus of the Torah will be megan on him and will protect him, that since he's in Rangatan learning and since he's thinking and learning, the schus of the Torah that he's learning will protect him from the Yetzer Hara. Unless you'll say that, no, it is a physical thing, but it's a physical thing that's only achieved with the physical involvement that a person has specifically in learning. The omal and yigiyat satara to know the truth and to understand the Heilig Torah is a certain type of engrossment and involvement that's only by Torah, not by other sciences and chokhmas. And that would also serve as the Torah Tavlin. Like Rashi says in Brachas Vavam Edbeiz, Trudim Ladas Soido. They're busy and toiling to understand the learning. But Kipshutai, the most obvious understanding of Torah Tavlin would be that it's a skula, it's a schus of the Torah, and that schus that he's learning is a protection from the Yetzer Hara. That being said, let's wonder, what would be the halacha, what would be the metzias, I should say, for a woman, an isha? Does she have Torah Tavlin if she learns Torah? And of course, since she's not Matsuva in Torah and she's normally not involved in learning, what then is the remedy for her from the Yetzer Hara? It sounds like in the Gemara, Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Torah Tavlin, that the Torah is the spice, is the remedy. So what is a woman meant to do? Similarly, a child, a goy, what's the story with a goy? Does a goy have Torah Tavlin? Does an Eina Matsuva V'Oisa have Torah Tavlin, or is it only by Matsuva V'Oisa? Of course, if you'll ask your average Talmud Chacham, is there an Indian of Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Torah Tavlin by a goy? They'll say, no, a goy? There's no Torah Tavlin by a goy. Torah is only by Yidden. Torah Tavlin is only by Yidden. The problem, however, is that there are two places in Talmud Bavli that Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Torah Tavlin are mentioned, and both of them seem to be talking about a goy. First of all, in our Gemara here in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we learn it out from Imtetiv Seis, which is a pasuk that's referring to Kayin. Kayin was before Matan Torah. And of course, the age-old discussion about if Avram Avinu had a den of a Yid or of a Goy, but Kayin almost for sure had a din of a Goy. Noach, for example, is the Gemara Mefereshes that he had a din of a Goy in Brachas Daf Chafei Amud Beis. So the Bnei Noach, of course, they're all goyim, and many Rishonim opine that everybody was a ben Noach until Matan Torah. In any event, we still see the Inyan of Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Torah Tavlin here in our Gemara by a goy. Similarly, the other place the Gemara says it is in Baba Basra Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph. There too, it's talking about Eve. There's a machlekes if Eve was a yid or a goy. So you see that even if he was a goy, apparently it's possible that Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Torah Tavlin applied by a goy. unless you'll be madchik that it's only going like the man the Amr that he was a yid over there. And maybe in our Gemara also will try some fancy footwork, will say that no, it's only applicable by Kayan because he was before Matan Torah. Perhaps the Indian of Skula Satira, that it only applies to Yidden and not to Goyen, was only by Matan Torah, where it was Bachar Bono Venos and Lono Esterosei. But before Matan Torah, whatever exactly the gather of the Torah then was, perhaps it wasn't removed and Mafkia itself from Goyen at that point, and maybe there was Torah Tavan by a Goy. Moreover, the Lashon HaGemara actually is over here in Kedushin. It says, Amar Lehemli Yisrael Bonai Barosi Yetzer. It sounds like it's specifically talking to Yisrael, even though again the Gemara learns it out from Imtetiv Seis. Baruch Hashem, the Marsha and the Kedusha HaGodis over here, although not directly on this Gemara, but the Gemara right before, in the Ramaschal V'samtem, the Marsha at the end of the piece there, asks this question explicitly. How could you tell me that there's an Indian of Barosi Yetzer Barosi Teretavim by Kayan? He was a guy, it can't be. And not necessarily is the Marsha coming from the Svara Brura that there can't be Barosi Teretavlin by a goy. Perhaps he's just being Medaik the Gemara, like we just mentioned, that it says Yisrael, it sounds like it's only by Yisrael and not by a goy. In any event, the Marsha says a Teretz over there, he switches around the Drosha sort of like an Ainoyinian style, that the Pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah, and not specifically pertaining to Kayan, and that's why Barosi Yetzer, Barosi Teretavlin existed over there. It's interesting. This question's origination was about 20 years ago when my father told me over that the Ian Yaakov in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph, where the Gemara discusses when exactly is the Yetzer Hara created in a person. And the Gemara says that it's Mishas Yetzira. So the Ian Yaakov asks, if the person has a Yetzer Hara Mishas Yetzira, then l'chari he should be extremely wild from the time that he's created, even in the mother's stomach, he should be Mevayet V'yotze, just like Esav was. Like the Mefarshim will discuss over there on that Gemara. He should be Mevayit V'yotze. Says the Ian Yaakov, the answer is, the Gemara says in Nidud of Lamanam Advez that the Malach learns with the baby in the mother's stomach, and therefore, since he's learning with the Malach, he has Torah Tavlin to fight the Yetzer from the very first day, and therefore, he's not Mevayit V'yotze. So when my father was Ma'ir at the time, that L'chair we see clearly from this Ian Yaakov that he's assuming that there's a din of Torah Tavlin even by an Eina Mitzvah of Oysa. Because obviously a child in his mother's stomach, in his mother's womb is not a Mitzvah of Oysa. And nevertheless, the learning that he's involved in is enough to be a Torah Tavlin according to the Ian Yaakov. Moreover, interestingly enough, it sounds like even the Torah that he's learning with the Malach, which is obviously not exactly like when we sit and learn, as far as the Tzivah goes and exactly what's going on, is also enough to be classified as Torah Tavlin. I let her add another raya to this question, if there's a din of Barosi Yetzer, Barosi Torah Tavlin, even by an Eina Mitzvah of Oysa, because I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Mishua Alevi Soloveitchik Shlita, that he said over from his father, Berezech Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Brisk, that he asked the following question. We know the famous Gemara in Yomid Aflamet Hayim at Beis, that somebody comes and he says, I was Tarad B'Yitzri, my Yetzer Hara was overwhelming, that's why I didn't do Torah and Mitzvahs, Lomalas Akta V'Torah, that's why I didn't learn. So the question is, Klum Hayisa Tarad B'Yitzri HaYosef M'Yosef Tzadik. Were you any more Torah than the Yetzer Hara that Yosef HaTzadik had with all the tribulations that happened to him and the Nisyonos in Mitzrayim? So Rav Barrel asked an obvious question. He said, so what's the Taina? Where does it say, how do we know that Yosef was Isaac B'Torah, that he should be a Taina on every individual who says Torah V'Yitzri Ava? How do we know that he was Isaac B'Torah? I think what he means to ask, even though it says that Yosef learned with his father, Egla, Arufa, and so on, I think the question, however, is, how are we to know that he learned so much Torah, that much Torah, day in and day out, day and night, that it could be a Taina on someone who's Torah V'Yitzri, that why didn't you learn more? And the answer is, said Rav Barrel, you know how we know, because Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Teret Tavlin. The only remedy, the only way to survive the Yetzer Hara is with extreme involvement in learning. And if Yosef was Tarad B'Yitzer like we know, and he was able to win over the Yetzer Hara and conquer it, it must be that he was extremely involved in learning. It's Mukhrach U'Mavur from the fact that Yosef won over his Yetzer Hara that he was Oisik B'Torah. So we see clearly from this rebarrel that he's assuming that Yosef HaTzadik before Matan Torah, and he had a din of a Benoyach, like Rashi says, Beferish and Vayeshev, still he had an Indian of Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Torah Tavlin, and the Torah that Yosef was Isaac in was the Tavlin for him to overcome the Torah B'Yitzri that was overwhelming. Still another raya, at least before Matan Torah, that Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Torah Tavlin applies even on the Eina Mitzvah of Isa. But let's go back for a moment to an interesting point about that Ein Yaakov we mentioned. That a baby in his mother's stomach, why isn't he Mevayet V'yaitzeh for one reason? Because he has the Torah Tavlin. So the question is obvious. What about girls? And what about Goyim? Is it possible that girls don't have Torah Tavlin? And if they don't, what happens in the stomach? Why aren't they Mevayet V'yaitzeh? So L'chaira, it's Mukhrach according to the Ein Yaakov to say that the question that many wonder about that nobody has a raya to, do girls also learn with the malach in the mother's stomach? And do they learn the halachas that are negated to them? Do they learn the whole Torah? What's the story with girls? Apparently from here you have to say that girls also learn the Torah, because otherwise, where's the Torah Tavlin? So it would be a raya that girls also learn the Torah Tavlin. And I heard that in this book called Galia, which basically they talked to autistic children, one of them reported that girls also learn with the malach. A very interesting fact. Now, I happen to think I might have a raya to this from a Yerushalmi in the end of Brachas in Perek HaRoya. We know that when a ish is mulberes, after 40 days, you can no longer daven for whether it should be a male or a female, because that's already decided. Like the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Tav Samach. The Yerushalmi, however, says that you can actually continue in daven until it's Yeshevas ala Mashber, which means until the lady actually gave birth, you can still daven. I don't think the pshat is that the Yerushalmi holds that the gender is not decided until then. I think the Yerushalmi holds that the tefillah can still pile and change the situation until the actual birth. In other words, even if a girl was supposed to be a girl, until the final moment, you could daven and change it to a boy. That's Pashup Shat in the Yerushalmi, without undue elaboration. Now the question is, when is that baby that just turned into a boy going to learn with the Malach? It sounds to me like even if he was a girl, he learned with the Malach, so that's taken care of. Like we're saying Pshat in the Ein Yaakov over here. Unless you'll tell me that Ein Chanami, that unfortunate child that in the last second was changed into a boy, is not going to learn with the Malach. Whatever deficiencies that may cause him, he'll have. The third possible option is that the Malach could learn it with him in 1 second. Now even though we're saying in the Ein Yaakov that obviously the Malach is learning with him the whole time, otherwise he wouldn't have the Torah Tavlin from the Shas Yetzirah of the Yetzer Hara, but Al Kapanim, maybe B'Shas Atchak, the Malach could give him a quick rush course of the whole Torah in those few seconds. Otherwise I think it's a raya to what we're saying, that the Malach learns the whole time, and the Malach learns even with girls. And perhaps Goyim as well. But the truth of the matter is that you can't just discuss girls and Goyim while they're babies in the mother's stomach. What happens when they come out? Where's their Torah Tavlin? So the Nachal Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Yochanan Spector, in his Psicha Pesach Hashara Techoish Mishpot, Ois Gimel, he says that the Torah Tavlin for women is all you day, that they're naturally Gavrayo and they have a Chelik in his Torah. And you have to know, what about a girl before she's married? You have to work these things out. I believe that the Chidah and Pesach Enayim and Brochus, Taf Yod Zayin, brings down from Rabbi Yonis and Ibershitz that Sneas could be the Schus for Noshim. You have to know which Schus they use for Tchis HaMesim and which ones they can use instead of the Torah Tavlin. It gets a little bit complicated. There's really a lot to discuss about this. It's amazing how every sugya has so many different tentacles to work with. But basically, those are the main issues I wanted to discuss. So just close with a few interesting points. First of all, Pashtus, you learn that Torah Tavlin is only learning itself. And as I state, the Farish in the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Hei. However, the Marsha and Chagiga Yudbeis and Medbeis sounds like Torah Tavlin can be Torah and Mitzvahs as well. And the Vilna Goyin in Peninim Shulchan Agro by Tefillah on Melech Ezer Moshiach Mogain sounds like Mitzvahs also help. And there's many different things to discuss. In fact, there are really two types of Yetzer Haras. The Yetzer Hara Mivifnim and the Yetzer Hara Mivichutz, like the Vilna Goyin elaborates, as do many others. And perhaps they both have to have their own different remedies. There's so many different things to discuss. I'd be remiss if I closed without mentioning that the Alter von Kelm and the Sefer Chochma Musar brings down a tshuva from the Beis Yosef, that he says the main Torah Tavlin is not the involvement and all the different things that we discussed. Rather, Limur Agodas Musar Shal Maimar Chazal Hiya Tavlin Vertiya Sheyuchal Adam Lichpoish As Yitzur Lenatcha Yidei Shaloy Mereisam Rak Aleim Amru Barasi Eita Ar Barasi Torah Tavlin Mishim Degdavar Zeh Godov Eichusai, because all the mitzvahs are totally in the fact that he learns Musar to be Machlish the Yitzahara and to stay focused and stay on top of the Tzayfe Roshel Tzadik Mavakish Lamisoi, which is the Yitzahara. So what a chiddush that is from the Alter von Kelm, B'shem HaTshuva of the Beis Yosef, that Limud HaMusar is the main tavlin of Torah. Learning Musar about Yiras Shemayim and Tikkun HaMidos and being on top of your game to be on top of your Yetzer Hara, that's the main Torah tavlin, a completely different approach. The only thing is, I never found this tshuva from the Beis Yosef. I think it might mean the Birke Yosef of the Chidah, not the Beis Yosef, and it's actually quoted this concept in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Aleph. He brings down that the Torah Tavlin is to learn Musar. We'll have to leave it at that for now.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.